Welcome back, all you Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does, to the Mount Goatmore Cliff Dive Podcast, where week in and week out we get together and we talk about our favorite subject, greatness. What does it mean to be the greatest of all time? And we sit down and we come together to decide on a definitive internet list of the four Goatmores of every single subject that the internet can throw at us. This week, it's just me and Cam getting together once again, but we have a pretty fun, action-packed episode for you guys today, all you Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does. Cam, how you doing this week, bro?
Dude, man, we both are doing kind of weirdly, right? We've been all around the world the past week or so to research these kaijus and the havoc they've wreaked. And, you know, I'm kind of passing over the introduction of how I'm doing, but I'm just kind of shell-shocked by all of it. We've seen a couple, we've seen the remnants of some, we've seen the havoc wreaked by some, and it's just been, it's been illuminating, man.
The world covers this up, man. It's been harrowing. A very harrowing time covering up all these giant monsters destroying our world. Some of them protecting our world, Cam. It's not all darkness.
Right.
Some of them are protecting our world. But yeah, we are covering the greatest kaiju of all time. If any of you Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does out there don't know what kaiju are, it is essentially the giant monsters that you see in Godzilla or Godzilla type movies. Kaiju, I don't know what, did you look up what kaiju, what the word kaiju means, Cam?
I didn't, but I can if you give me just a moment.
Yeah, probably would have been smart for us to do that.
A giant monster of a type featured in Japanese fantasy and science fiction movies and television programs. So it refers to the type of movie and the monsters themselves.
Yeah, going back
but it's really important that the good people that are Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does realize that these aren't movies. They're not just, you know, Hollywood fare like the Avengers or whatever. They're documentaries. This stuff really happened. You watch Godzilla, you watch King Ghidorah, these are real happenings. You know, the cameras weren't as good back then, so it doesn't look as realistic as you'd expect, but these are documentaries.
And going back all the way to the 1950s and the documentaries covering these giant monsters destroying cities, recently you've had Hollywood adaptations of these Godzilla movies, obviously special effects, but we want in the real beast that you would see in these black and white documentaries, the ones that look like actual real life monsters destroying cities, not like computer generated effects. Even though some of these newer Godzilla movies had pretty interesting ideas of kaiju, but you can obviously tell that was computer generated. We want the real live things, the ones that the old 1950s movies documented destroying cities.
Yeah, and I've my research, it is crazy that we went all the way across the world and didn't do the research we needed to, but I did it real quick, so not a big deal. The word kaiju was originally kind of referring to, this is from Wikipedia, the kaiju article, but the monsters and creatures from ancient Japanese legend was first used in a Chinese text, actually. And so it came to be used to kind of express some of the paleontological terms for giant dinosaurs and things as well. So, you know, most of us believe in fossils and that dinosaurs were real. If you're having a hard time believing that these kaiju in these movies were real, slap yourself in the face.
Not too hard. You Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does, we love you guys. But definitely a little slap in the face if you don't believe these kaiju
are real. To be fair, I got that from the company, man, a hip-hop YouTube guy. Very positive. Don't hurt yourself.
Let's Do you have an internet list, or are we just doing the ones that we saw up close and in person, Cam?
I did get an internet list. What do you think? I mean, we can just go through what we saw, or I can do it.
Let's just do what the internet thinks.
So it was from Complex, the 15 most, excuse my French, badass kaiju monster. I'm sorry. This is from 2014 as well. So the 15 most badass kaiju monsters of all time. 15 Rodan, 14 Kumonga, 13 Mogura, 12 King Kong, 11 Space Godzilla, 10 Manda, 9 King Caesar, 8 Hedorah.
Really quick, out of that that quick breakdown, Space Godzilla has that came from a more recent, well, not more recent now. We're old people now, Cam. this is a recent memory in my life. Dad took me to see the Space Godzilla movie. It's got one of our favorite lines in any movie ever, where the guy is standing on a skyscraper looking directly in the face of Godzilla, and he says, "I've never been this close to Godzilla before." And then Godzilla eats him. It's great.
These movies are fantastic.
They're great movies. But that space Godzilla was silly looking, but I so clearly remember that moment in that movie where he's like, "I've never," and it's a dubbed movie too. So it's a close up shot on his face, and his lips don't match the words at all. And it's like, "I've never been this close to Godzilla before," and then he just eats him. Amazing.
Moving on, number seven is Mothra. Number six is Mechagodzilla, and number five is Megalon.
I've always hated Mechagodzilla, Boo Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, Mechagodzilla's kind of smack.
I've always hated Mechagodzilla.
Number four is King Ghidorah. Number three is the Destroyer. And number two is Gigan.
Mecha King Ghidorah is the only mech that I ever support.
Number one is too easy. Like, goat above for us, for sure. Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Kaido himself, the King of the Beasts. He is our greatest ally. He, at one point, was our greatest threat. Prehistoric monster, awakened and given strength from nuclear radiation. Debuted, so we first discovered Godzilla through the 1954 documentary, given his same name. And, you know, he...
Gojira.
And he was originally kind of a villain, but he's intelligent. And he's come to prize humanity for the great good we can do. And this planet as well. The planet that, you know, he was revived from. It wasn't the same planet he was used to from back in the day, but... As a big Godzilla fan, I really want to hear what makes him so great to you.
Godzilla is amazing. He himself is a franchise. Most people don't know what a kaiju is. Everybody knows what Godzilla is. From movies to TV shows to knockoff movies to... even to the likes of hip hop and music and pop culture, Godzilla is an absolute icon to the level of almost anything. Godzilla is bigger than his brand. Godzilla is bigger than the idea of kaiju. And, you know, all joking aside, from the men in dinosaur costumes kicking down cardboard cities all the way to a new Godzilla movie getting launched this year, there's something epic to a Godzilla movie that very few movies can possibly contain. And there is a magic to seeing this giant, mysterious underwater monster pop up and either destroy your city or help save your city that has just absolutely enamored audiences around the world for now almost pushing 80 years. There's just something to this monster series that very few other series have been able to encapsulate, whether it's a bad Godzilla movie, like the 2001, was that the one that was really bad, to really good Godzilla movies, old black and white ones, real life ones, CGI ones. Everybody wants to see Godzilla, this giant mutated dinosaur, probably created by atomic radiation, probably an alien. There's 100 different Godzilla storylines that people love to tune in and watch, whether it's corny, whether it's dangerous, whether it's action-packed. I grew up watching Godzilla. He's shooting fire out of his mouth. Like, he's the modern day version of why every single culture has a drag. Like, this is the modern day interpretation of why humans are fascinated with fire breathing lizards for some reason. And you just want to see Godzilla beat up another monster. I've consumed Godzilla in almost every single medium, whether that be comic books, TV shows, obviously movies, video games. Man, the Game Boy Advance had a monster beat 'em up Godzilla video game that I loved, was obsessed with as a kid. And Godzilla is the king of it. If anybody had to name any two kaiju, it's Godzilla and King Kong. And Godzilla is just inherently better and more magical than King Kong. I don't even know if that's a hot take. I think that Godzilla is just, he's the king of monsters, and as king, I think he obviously should be crowned goat above.
Yeah, I mean, I blinked out a couple of the things you were saying. These documentaries are quite incredible, and Godzilla's been there for us through the years. He is like our protecting dragon, and he's a dragon that doesn't need a hoard of gold like some of the metaphorical dragons in our own world. He's a dragon who only needs a place to slumber and friends, and we can all be his friend, and he's the goat of them all.
Godzilla is bigger than Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park 2 has a Godzilla reference where the T-Rex breaks into the city and is walking down, and a Japanese couple, and maybe this joke doesn't work so well in 2023, but a Japanese couple sees the T-Rex walking down Main Street and they yell out, "Gojira!" and run away. It's universal. It's greatness. I have Godzilla shirts. I've got Godzilla posters up on my wall right now. Just amazing. So if my first non-Godzilla Goatmore pick comes from the documentary Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Also in the documentary Godzilla Final Wars, but the major, major appearances in Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. This is not a household name. If you are not a deep, deep kaiju fan like me, you wouldn't recognize this. But I had to call out this because my cousins have a dog that just looks exactly like this kaiju. We call this kaiju actually Puppy Dog Monster because my cousin's puppy dog looks like this puppy dog monster, but it is King Caesar from Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla. King Caesar on most lists barely cracks the top 10. This monster is so lovable and stupid and charming, ridiculous, and silly, but I love this monster so much. I wish I had a side-by-side of my cousin's dog because my cousin's dog looks exactly like this monster. But King Caesar is, you know, he looks like some sort of dog lion hybrid. He had in his fights fast moving athletic styles. I think he did shoot a laser beam out of the middle of his head. I don't quite remember. But he was a protector of his people, one of the good guys that helped take down my big villain. I hate Mechagodzilla. And Mechagodzilla in this movie, this is one of my favorite movies where they all get together and whoop up on Mechagodzilla. You have a bunch of them teaming up. I think Mothra's in this one as well. But King Caesar, just so goofy, so lovable, puppy dog monster. And I will always, always remember this because of my cousin's dog, little puppy dog monster. Shout out to Heather and Bella. I know you guys are listening.
King Shisa is quite ridiculous. Not only does it look like a crazy puppy dog, it also a monster. Think about how, you know, you people really need to consider how much help we've gotten from Godzilla. He does kung fu. he literally does. This is where
he taught people kung fu.
Yes, this is where kung fu comes from, is King Caesar. So
the inventor of kung fu, King Caesar.
Yes, that's all I can really say, is that it's a ridiculous lion dog creature that does kung fu.
Did he make your list?
No, but he made my honorable mention for sure.
he's great. Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla might be my favorite Godzilla documentary, but a strong portion of it is King Caesar.
So my first pick is King Kong. We'll stay with the king. King Kong is, you know, he's a crossover star. He was first. We had a documentary about him in America, and he scaled the Empire State Building. He wasn't quite a kaiju then. He was actually only about 18 feet tall back then, but in the years afterwards, he grew to 145 feet. They shot him down, but he survived. And with a little bit of nuclear help, he was a match for Godzilla. He's the first monster to beat Godzilla, actually. And Godzilla's our goat above. King Kong is, as far as culturally, besides, you know, what he's done for and against us humans, he's second to Godzilla in cultural relevance, in my opinion. And the, you know, Donkey Kong, the idea of Kong as a word for gorillas in general, the motif of King Kong or some like creature being kind of wild, taking a woman up a building, is embedded into our cultural consciousness. And King Kong is super powerful, super iconic, and I think a worthy kind of rival to Godzilla.
Yeah, I left King Kong off, but he is the next icon. I have one other pick that might be more of an icon worldwide than King Kong. King Kong is certainly a big icon in America because this is the one that we invented. We had the King Kong sort of story beforehand and then turned him, or probably the Japanese took that story and turned him into a kaiju with Godzilla. But yeah, King Kong, at least in America, is obviously the second most recognizable, just an absolute icon. Giant gorilla. I think that when he beats Godzilla the first time, he develops some sort of lightning attack, which is I think that he grabbed a bunch of power lines and then gets supercharged, and then when he grabs Godzilla, he shocks him. To be fair, Godzilla versus King Kong, one of my least favorite Godzilla movies, but I'm a big G fan, so I thought that obviously, King Kong was using performance-enhancing drugs by being able to channel the lightning. And he also drank that berry juice that knocked him out, so he's a drug addict as well.
Fair enough, but I think he's still one of the GOAT kaiju of our time.
I'm no, solid, solid
that,
pick.
What that other pick is for you.
This one is the only other kaiju. This is the actual second place if you want to look at all the documentaries, which kaiju shows up in the most. It is certainly more famous in Japan than King Kong is, but it is Mothra.
Mothra is also on my list.
Yeah, Mothra is, if you want to take into account the actual one that is in the most movies other than the Big G himself, Mothra is there. You know, as a kid, Mothra is sort of a boring one. And then as you turn into an adult and you start rewatching these movies, Mothra's got really deep lore to it, with the sort of twins singing it into existence. It's actual, I mean, Mothra is the original actual defender of humanity, taking on Godzilla at one point and trying to put him to sleep. But yeah, it's giant, giant, beautiful moth. I had two kaiju action figures growing up. One, obviously, Godzilla. The other one that I had was a giant Mothra that I used to play with all the time. So Mothra is certainly in my heart as one of my favorite kaiju, a true protector of nature and protector of humanity. Mothra is never the bad guy in these movies, always protecting his people. So shout out to King Mothra.
Yeah, so definitely second most popular in Japan. One of the things that you said that I think is, to me, important about the influence of Mothra is the sleep. Mm-hmm. The fact that Mothra was going to use its wings to try to put Godzilla to sleep. That's a motif all over culture. Pokemon, sleep powder. That's not a real thing. Well, it is a real thing, but only through Mothra and the documentaries. Right. Through Mothra, that's where we came to understand that as a phenomena. And, you know, one of the parts, if Laurent was here, he'd probably pick Mothra because one of the most beautiful designed Pokemon ever, Volcarona, is based on Mothra.
Yeah. Let alone the fact that both Butterfree and whatever the other Moth one.
Venomoth.
Venomoth. Both of them, you know, regular moths and regular butterflies do not have poison spores or sleep spores coming out of their wings, but that is all stolen from the lore of Mothra. Big Mothra. Again, as a kid, you always looked at it and you were like, "Oh, that's just a moth." And then it's in every movie. In Japanese culture, Mothra is right up there with Godzilla. Just almost the same amount of movies.
I mean, let's be real. Mothra is basically Japanese people's George Washington.
Yeah.
Godzilla's, you know, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. So Mothra is your
second.
Second, and was my second too. So my third pick is my actual favorite other than Godzilla. This is the baddest of the bad guys. This dude, I mean, in his movie was giving Godzilla the work. Run by aliens coming from another planet. There is not another thing on this planet that looks like this dude, and it is Gigan, the King Gigan, or as we always called him, Sawbelly. So for my third pick is one of our first real bad guy. I know that Godzilla sort of counts as a bad guy, but late career Godzilla is a good guy. Almost like, you know, late career Kobe when everybody started to love Kobe again.
Venom.
But this is a bad guy throughout whether he comes in his natural form or his mecha form, another King of Kings, King Ghidorah, is my third pick.
Also my third pick.
Yeah, King Ghidorah. I mean, how much farther do you have to go than a three-headed space alien dragon that shoots lightning out of his mouth? I mean, it's just King Ghidorah is so intimidating. He is, when they wanted to reboot the Godzilla franchise, they had the first movie that came out, which was decent, but they said that it wasn't action-packed enough. They created a new kaiju for it. But these giant bugs, they just weren't anything close to the level of Godzilla. How do you ramp up a Godzilla movie? You bring in probably his biggest, baddest villain ever, King Ghidorah. This design is sort of flawless, especially from like the Japanese point of view. It has this like very Asian dragon looking head and flowy neck, but the three heads all attacking at once. It's also got, other than Godzilla, the most iconic sound. I can't possibly make the sound, but it has this weird chirpy sound that I can immediately hear. He is probably Godzilla's biggest challenge that he ever faced. And then Godzilla faced him as a mech as well. I'm considering both King Ghidorah and Mecha King Ghidorah as the same monster. I would understand if you didn't consider it, but I'm considering it only because it's the only mech form that I really love. I hate Mecha Godzilla. So Mecha King Ghidorah is my favorite by a lot.
Yeah, so again, I went with King Ghidorah as well. To me, King Ghidorah is probably stronger than Godzilla.
And yeah,
that's one of the things that makes him so special and also so threatening and great. King Ghidorah came from space to destroy us. And it took Godzilla and Mothra and Rodan and whoever else showed up multiple times to stop King Ghidorah. King Ghidorah is tenacious. King Ghidorah is beautiful and powerful. It has gravity beams. And like Godzilla and Mothra, King Ghidorah, and I'm going to keep coming back to this, is very influential. His design is amazing. He's influenced one of the great hip-hop producers of all time, which may come up later in this for me. And he is, in my opinion, Godzilla's greatest nemesis. King Kong is a rival, but King Ghidorah is literally just an enemy that comes to mess stuff up for Godzilla and the world. The tenacity, the gravity beams, the design, all of it just makes this three-headed dragon. And again, just to be fair, this is a documentary. King Ghidorah is very intelligent. I don't think that, in my opinion, I ever want to make a list where a three-headed dragon that lives in our real world is eligible and not include them.
Yeah.
King Ghidorah makes it.
Yeah, King Ghidorah. It also, I kind of grazed over it. Cam touched on it. He looks so cool. Like, you can't emphasize this enough. He looks so cool. He's golden. He's scaled. He is literally everything that you want out of a dragon. Huge, huge bat wings. Again, the three heads, shooting lightning bolts, glowing eyes, spiky head. In the 2019 King of All Monsters movie, again, King Ghidorah is like twice the size of Godzilla, and it takes 12 kaiju to all band together and fight him to take him down. 12.
You know what part of, so some people have thought that maybe he was based on China, but the director and creator says that and not the creator, but the director of these documentaries said they believe that he's a reincarnation from outer space of the Yamato no Orochi, which is one of the greatest monsters in Japanese mythology, their mythological truth. So thinking of him as the Yamato no Orochi really puts into perspective the place of importance that he takes, and the, you know, that he's a challenge for us as humans and these other kaiju to have to face, to prove that we are worthy of this world.
I mean, he's the bad guy that really flipped Godzilla into pure hero mode. Like, before him, most Godzilla movies are a give and take of Godzilla being partly bad guy, partly good guy. This is a space invader, an ultimate monster, Godzilla's biggest foe. Yeah, you can't say enough about King Ghidorah. In fact, if you take Godzilla out, King Ghidorah is probably our goat above, I would say.
I would agree with that for sure.
So for my final pick is my actual favorite bad guy. You've never seen anything like this in the world at all. This is pure nightmare fuel. He is Freddy Krueger meets the Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets the Thing. He is Gigan, and another space invader that, again, King Ghidorah is so powerful. Gigan really gives Godzilla the hands in this first movie. In Godzilla vs. Gigan, Gigan has so many weapons at his disposal. The first, like, couple of fights that Godzilla has against him, he really works over Godzilla. We lovingly, my family always called him Sawbelly. If you don't know who Gigan is, the image that I could describe is a praying mantis with sickles for hands and literally a buzzsaw on his belly. He also shoots this laser out of the front of his head. Honestly, this is probably the most gruesome Godzilla documentary, because I specifically remember him just slicing Godzilla to bits, and there's tons of blood and gore as he just puts that big old belly on him and buzzsaws him over and over again. Yeah, Gigan is an absolute mad lab. He's a monster that you've never dreamed of. Only aliens could think him up. And when he comes, it is an absolute demolition of Godzilla for the first probably two-thirds of that movie. Gigan is truly a magnificent beast to look upon. And it, you know, if Gigan's not Cam's last pick, I am so curious what he is, because there's nothing like Gigan on the earth.
Gigan is not my last pick. Gigan is a terror. I'm happy that Gigan no longer lives. We saw the remnants of him. We saw the remnants of his grappling hooks, the saw on his stomach, the jetpack that lets him fly, the blades that he has as a hand. Dude is so dangerous. Like you said, he gave Godzilla the work. I went with something a bit more meta for my final pick.
Oh, wow.
Gigan is worthy. Let's be real here. Gigan is worthy. He's one of the most powerful kaiju of all time. I went really meta. So people, the ignorant masses, unfortunately, don't understand that these are documentaries. They think they're fictional. I went with an actual fictional kaiju that is presented as fictional in a fictional show, a cartoon. Reptar from the
Rugrats. Oh, that's a good pick.
It's my final pick. Reptar is the greatest fictional kaiju, because these others are real. He's in TV shows and movies. So Reptar appears mechanically in Rugrats in Paris. He's the GOAT double fictional, or he's the GOAT fictional kaiju. Like Godzilla, Reptar is sometimes a hero, sometimes a villain. And the merchandising is, I think, what makes, you know, not so in Reptar, in Rugrats, Reptar is great, but the merchandising is also great and so appealing. The Reptar bars look so delicious. If you watch Rugrats like me as a kid, you wanted to eat a Reptar bar. He has an amusement park. He has an ice show, Reptar on Ice, with music. And what makes it even greater to me that touches on the effects of all these guys, but in America, maybe Reptar is the one that gets more respect than maybe anything but King Kong, is that if you go to FYE, you can get a Reptar bar. You can get a Reptar Funko Pop. There's a Reptar on Ice show that actually happened some years ago. And there is an actual Rugrats amusement park with a Reptar ride, and Kings Island had a Reptar ride that I rode years ago. We can, without having to get the government clearance that me and Cody got to see the real kaiju, we can almost touch this fictional kaiju in our world through Reptar. And I think that there's greatness in being able to take this joke that, you know, the real people know that the kaiju are actually real, and make a meta version of it in Rugrats.
That's a great pick. That it's an amazing, amazing pick. I didn't think of it at all, but yeah, the commercialized version of Godzilla as the cartoon Reptar. That's a great pick.
So that's it for our list. Go to Buff, Godzilla, of course, easy. You all knew that coming in, I'm sure. My picks were King Kong, Mothra, King Ghidorah, and Reptar. My honorable mentions, King Shisa, Gigan, Destroya, and King Ghidorah. Take me to your leader, the hip-hop artist, three-headed dragon, who collaborated a lot with MF Doom.
Rest in peace. Go to Buff, Godzilla, obviously. My picks were King Caesar, King Ghidorah, Gigan, and Mothra. Some of my honorable mentions, there's so many. Biollante, I don't know if you ever saw that one. Physically, the biggest of Godzilla is a giant mutated... what's that talking plant from House of Horrors or...
The Venus flytrap?
Yeah. Anyway, that's basically him, a giant plant monster. That's probably Godzilla's most formidable monster, not named King Ghidorah. Destroya, obviously. Anguirus, the glue guy of all Godzilla movies, the giant armadillo monster with spikes on his back, and Godzilla is always using him, grabbing him by the tail and hitting him with other monsters.
Yes.
He's the Draymond Green of all Godzilla movies. He's the glue guy that helps Godzilla always get the win. And then Rodan, the giant pterodactyl monster.
Oh, how could I forget Rodan? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, Rodan's a little bit overrated when you look at the scheme of things, but yeah, Rodan is another glue guy monster. But and then one last one, the most useless monster of all time, Baby Godzilla, always popping into movies, never having any use at all. Looks like one of the dinosaurs off of that TV show, The Dinosaurs. But yeah.
Who did Godzilla, you know, procreate with? Is there a female Godzilla?
So in the 2001 Godzilla movies, the one with Matthew Broderick that most people hate, that Godzilla was shown to procreate asexually. So probably asexually, because I've never seen a female Godzilla.
Okay.
But yeah, Baby Godzilla is there in a lot of movies. He's much like Ash Ketchum. He never, ever ages. He's always a little baby Godzilla. Completely useless, but you gotta love the baby Godzilla cameos.
Right.
But yeah, this was a fun one, a dangerous one. Me and Cam, again, going out all over the world, looking at these dangerous monsters, being protected by some, being hunted down by others. But we do it all for the love of you Bills, Phils, Nannies, and Does out there. We want to be the only people on the internet actually doing this in-field research of kaijus. We don't want to be the ones watching the movies. We are there on the scene. We are there yelling, "I've never been this close to Godzilla before." But please reach out to us if we left out any of your favorites. We hate Mechagodzilla, so if you're a Mechagodzilla fan, let us know about it on Facebook, on Instagram, on our website. But we don't support humans building mecha versions of Godzilla.
No.
Lesser versions of the King of Kings, Godzilla. But thank you all for tuning in once again. And until next time,
stay great and bleed on.